Pitkin County is the only county in the state to have a fund dedicated to protecting the health of rivers. The Healthy Rivers and Streams Board oversees a $1 million budget, including a couple of high-profile projects in 2017. Healthy Rivers and Streams board members recently took a field trip to the construction zone on the Roaring Fork River, where backhoes are digging up the riverbed. By February, this should be a man-made whitewater park with two waves for boaters to surf. But now the board is concerned about the fish.
When they did that, did they do some measuring of the fish?
They measured them all, weighed them all, and tagged them.
Board Chair Lisa Tasker says the ultimate goal of this project is to keep water in the river during low flow years, using a water right designated for recreation.
When you get a recreational in-channel diversion water right, you have to put structures in, and then you actually have to prove that people are recreating in there.
With a price tag of nearly $800,000, the Whitewater Park is the biggest project the Healthy Rivers and Streams Fund has tackled. Pitkin County voters approved the sales tax that funds the Healthy Rivers program in 2008. Since then, the program has raised nearly $6.5 million. That money has funded research grants, education programs, and work to prevent reservoirs on the Crystal River. Now it's turning its attention to the city of Aspen, which wants to reserve the right to build reservoirs on Castle and Maroon Creeks. The municipality filed last month with the state to keep its conditional water storage rights. Again, Lisa Tasker.
We're a Healthy Rivers board, and we're going to respond in favor of a healthy river and a healthy ecosystem. So we're going to come out probably fairly strongly because that is our mission.
At a meeting in late October, the River Board agreed to urge Pitkin County commissioners to formally file in opposition to the City of Aspen in water court. Commissioner Rachel Richards is not warm to the idea.
Just forcing the city to relinquish those water rights actually does nothing to protect the long-term health of the Castle Creek or the Maroon Creek.
Richards says she'd like to see the city maintain the rights while researching alternatives, like digging into a deeper aquifer or working to change Colorado water law entirely. If nothing else, Richards and Tasker agree the issue has opened up a new conversation and interest in local water issues. Here's Tasker.
I think it's going to cause people to become a lot more creative and a lot more imaginative as to how they're going to handle a shortage of water, you know, in the future.
The county has until December 31st to file an opposition to the city. Elizabeth Stewart-Severy from the Aspen Public Radio Environment Desk.